May the Lord impart his peace and perseverance to us, dear heart dwellers. Today when I came into prayer, actually I've been in prayer all day, I was repenting, spending a lot of time repenting. The Lord is opening my eyes to more and more things in my heart and mind that just are not right, and they do separate us from God. And so I spent quite a bit of time looking at that and asking for his forgiveness. Right after communion, I was given a beautiful gift by the Father who came and cleansed me just with the wave of his hand. I can't even remember what he did. All I knew is that standing before me, it just blew all the sin and all the gunk and all the seeds away. And I was so very grateful. He had done something like that for me just a few days ago, and I lost it. And so this time I was praying, please, Lord, don't let me lose this. And even the Father said, hang on to this one. So I told the Lord, I said, please send me extra help and grace. I am so afraid of myself. Jesus answered me, with good reason. You are far from being resolved about certain things. But as long as you keep your heart and eyes on my heart and eyes, you will remain strong. And herein is where most fail. They get delivered and forgiven and feel so good they launch into work that begins to take time away from prayer and repentance. I am being especially diligent to remind you of that priority. And you spoke well when you said ministry is but the tip of the iceberg. I spent 30 years preparing for 3 years of ministry. That should tell you something. It speaks volumes, Lord. He continued, so don't feel guilty about spending the entire day so far in prayer. It was my will for you and will bring forth the much desired fruit. Yes, I know you travail over your sins, and I am keeping you well acquainted with them so you can grow in humility, Claire. This is the pillar of the spiritual life, the pillar of Christianity, knowing oneself as God knows you. When people excuse sins based on popular opinions and peers and habits, they alienate themselves from me. When they grieve over their misdeeds, I draw closer and garland them with more graces, pulling them from the pits they have dug for themselves. Speaking of pits, Lord, was any of that self-pity? He answered me, barely. Mostly you were in petition and repentance, much needed repentance. Now we can go to work with greater freedom, since your sins are not weighing you down anymore. My love, hold on to the cleansing you got this time, please. Lord, what do I have to look out for the most? Jesus answered, judgment, irritation, impatience, complaining, as the Israelites did, ungratefulness for all you've been given. Those are your major faults. Others, from time to time, can include envy, avarice, and greed, self-will, and pride. These are the things you're fighting in yourself, Claire. These are the things that would destroy you if you encouraged them. But if you stand guard over yourself and ruthlessly confront the evil that enters your mind, be it from your heart or outside sources, if you ruthlessly confront and put these things down, repenting immediately, there is some hope you can hold on to this cleansing this time. Go slower, my love. Go slower and pay very careful attention to what disturbs your peace. Therein is the tip-off. When peace is disturbed, Satan is afoot. We are not fighting against flesh and blood only, but a very real and calculating enemy who sets up circumstances to set you off. Oh yeah, last night was a classic, I'll tell you, just one thing after another. And here the Lord mentions some of those things. Blenders that stop working, printers that malfunction, glasses that tip over and leave a mess on the floor. All of these are deliberate attacks, And of course, a big one, when you can't find something essential, like your keys, your glasses. All these things have the potential to start a domino effect that crushes the spirit and causes it to complain. Your recourse, when these things start to happen, rejoice that you have something to offer me. Wrap them in the joy of thanksgiving, Claire, that you have yet another tiny wedding present to offer me. You started to do that, and it will deliver you from malice and rancor. Then the demons will be destroying their own kingdoms of darkness with their own hands, because what was meant for evil you turned to good. This you can do, and it will have an effect. Thank you, Lord. I so appreciate this instruction. Jesus, you know how heavy my heart is about Ezekiel's pain. The Lord began, at least he knows what he is doing. Do you realize the crisis your country is in? Those plotting from underground, the ruling elite and their dark minions, are undermining their own government and fomenting civil war. It's not going to happen, but all this rhetoric and slander is bringing the nation down and must be stopped. Evil is being spoken over this country 24/7 by the bought and paid for media. Isn't that the same tactic the Nazis used in World War II? It is. They're coming against your president with great wrath and malice to try and undermine his choices. No person is perfect in all their choices, but I will tell you this, he's very close to perfect. All the accusations of wife abuse is nothing more than a smokescreen deterrent to make his already unpopular personality even less popular. As you have said to yourself, he who is without sin, let them cast the first stone. What goes on behind the scenes in these politicians' lives is just as unkind and abusive. What is different is that it's more detectable in this man. Claire, you know from years of counseling, this is very common in marriages. Not right, but common. I'm calling on all my intercessors now to stand in the gap for this man and hold your ground, which has been won at a very high cost. Hang in there. This too will pass. The first 3 months of this administration will be the most difficult. But soon after, when more corruption and betrayal by those who were entrusted with this country's welfare will be exposed, then the shoe will be on the other foot. Until then, rough going. Stand your ground, intercessors. Don't give in to false reports or ruses to get you off the important track. Just like in the election, when all were saying that his opponent would win, things will turn around and truth will triumph. Right now it's popular to side with the naysayers, but a time will come when that changes. So hold your ground, my people. You have made the right choice, and you will see the fruit of his good judgment in your nation. That's really all you need to know, my love. Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry about what your husband is suffering, but I need every ounce he can give me. The battle rages.